Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220. The Word. I hope you're having a great day out there. I got to remind myself that I'm in northeastern Ohio. We've had such a string of absolutely beautiful, gorgeous days. The weather has just been tremendous. And the humidity's starting to come up a little bit here today, and I guess tomorrow a little bit more as well. But even so, especially earlier this week, low humidity, warm temperatures, sun shining, gentle breezes blowing. What a great time to be out. I hope you're having an opportunity to get out and enjoy some of this beautiful weather that God has blessed us with this past week. And yeah, I got my garden all tilled up, and now I got to start putting some stuff in it. And unfortunately, I got to mow my grass now. I have no excuse. My yard has dried out before with some of the snow. And it's not that long ago that we had snow. And with the melting of the snow and rain and everything in April, it just was so wet I couldn't even hardly walk in parts of my yard, let alone go out at the mower. I'd have been sinking in with the mower wheels that had been spinning and getting nowhere. So I'm just glad that, I had a chance to get out there, and hopefully we'll get that taken care of. Maybe if I get some time this afternoon even. But otherwise, I hope you're having a great day today as well. And I hope you enjoyed listening to Pastor Lutz in the last half hour. Good message there. And then, of course, Pastor Rusnacka will be joining us at 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220. The Word. I hope you'll stick here for him as well. But right now, I'm sandwiched in between the two of them. And we're a live program. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our telephone lines are open. You can call 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we can get you on the air here this afternoon. We've got some exciting things happening right now. I was really thrilled to hear Pastor Lutz talking about how things are going with their addition for their church building, and the excitement that they have, and how God has blessed and worked in the hearts of the government officials and smoothed the way for them. And I was thinking, as we were talking about that in just a couple of minutes that we had as he was leaving the studio and I was coming in, and I was thinking about, you know, it's just amazing what God is doing right now. I really think God is doing some things in our country, in our world right now, getting us ready before he calls the believers out, the event we call the rapture, the catching away of the believers to be caught up to be with the Lord and to be with him in heaven. But I think about our church and how we recently relocated into a storefront area. We had been meeting temporarily in a hotel for 13 years, just how fast it went from finding out about the building to not only securing it, but actually getting an occupancy permit and meeting in the building. And it's just unbelievable how fast it went. I've shared some of this. I was literally, we were praying that we would be there on the 1st of April, which was a Friday. And I was praying that God would make it possible. And all the way up until the very last day of March, we didn't have the occupancy permit. And so on the very last day of March, I just felt impressed to go down to the village town hall and go in. And when I went in to the planning and zoning commissioner, our guy's office, there it was, literally laying right there on the desk. And he came in and asked if he could help me. And I asked about the thing because I wanted to find out, you know, when we would be able to expect to have it. And he said, well, since you're here, let me ask you a few questions. Asked a few questions. Then he jotted some stuff down and said, here's your occupancy permit. And we were able to meet the very next night on April the 1st. That was on Thursday, March the 31st. And so the very next day on April the 1st, we were able to meet for our Friday night Bible study in our new location at 4174 Wheatley Road in Richfield, Ohio. And we're excited about that. And we're, of course, in Suite 200. There's several suites there. And we've had a number of people visiting different things. And I've shared that story with a number of other people, pastors and others. And everybody's excited about how fast, and can't get over how fast God moved to get us in there. And I think it was, I'm just looking back at my calendar here, I think 4 weeks from the day that we first even considered the building, in 4 weeks, literally to the day. It was on a Friday night. And 4 weeks later, we were having services in our new location. We just praise God for that. Well, we have our Friday night Bible study coming up tonight. We certainly invite you to come visit us. If you've got questions about the Bible, that's what we do. It's an informal Bible study where we allow you to bring your questions, and we'll sometimes talk about one or two topics the entire night. Sometimes we'll do a dozen topics. Sometimes it'll be weighted more towards more theological and just scriptural questions. And sometimes it'll be weighted toward more current events, things that are happening in the world around us in light of the scriptures. And so you never kind of can really tell what's happening there. But we're excited, and we just invite you to come out and join us. And then, of course, but the following Sunday, we're having a dedication service for our new facility. That would be the 22nd. And a good friend of ours, David Eisminger, who was in evangelism for a number of years, helping small, struggling churches, came out and preached for us a long time ago for a number of years. And then he pastored up in Michigan for a while. He's now down in Pittsburgh, and he's going to be up preaching for us on our dedication service on Sunday, September 22nd, 11 o'clock. And then we've got a meal plan for following the morning service. And we're just looking forward to a good day and celebrating what the Lord has done for us. And just a real blessing. Well, some other things talking about blessings, and it just seems hard to believe. In fact, we were looking about how God has provided and with the building. Another thing that has happened, if you were listening to us this past Sunday night on our Sunday night program, and if you're not aware, we're on the radio every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight, taking your calls about the Bible, current events in light of God's Word. But we had an anonymous donor who donated enough money to put us on the radio for a full year down on Faith Talk Tampa. It's another Salem station, sister station here to 1220 here in the Cleveland area. And it's really going to be a nice opportunity. They actually have 3 AM stations, and each one of those has an FM repeater, just like 1220 here has the FM repeater at 96.9 FM reaching in the Cleveland area. But they have a number of FM, or the 3 AM, each one with its own FM repeater, and they basically cover Central Florida from the Atlantic coast to the Gulf Coast. And then, of course, because they're in Tampa, most of their towers are on that side of Florida, the Gulf side. A lot of the signal strength goes out, so you can get people who are out on the Gulf on a boat somewhere. But we were on down there from 2016 to 2018. And so about 4 years ago, when we were last on, we had some donations that got us on the air down there. And So now we've got a donation, put us on the air for a whole year, paid in advance. I mean, how often does that happen? And the station down there, Faith Talk Tampa, very gracious and has given us a guarantee that in a year, if we want to do it again, they'll guarantee the same rates for the next year. And our donor has said that the money would be there for next year as well. So it might be a two-year run should the Lord tarry on in Tampa. And say, why Tampa? Well, you know, a lot of people here in northeastern Ohio spend time in the wintertime in Tampa. In fact, the station manager down there is originally from Geauga County, right here in northeastern Ohio. And when we were on there in the past, we had a number of people who listened to us who were northeast Ohio transplants to the Tampa area. And then, of course, you get a lot of snowbirds that are down there just during the winter. I had a aunt and uncle that had lived in the Tampa area back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, in that time frame. And my grandmother, when she was alive, would go down there. They would fly her down every winter. I remember after Christmas, my grandmother would button up things in her house and get everything ready. And in January, beginning of January, she'd fly down to Florida, and she'd usually spend a month or more down there with them, and then she'd fly back up. So she was kind of a snowbird, and so you got a lot of people like that. So it's a good combination in that respect. So pray for us. We're going to be starting on the air in Tampa on this coming Sunday night. And, of course, we'll still be on the air here in the Cleveland area on AM 1220 The Word, and they'll just carry the same signal down there, so we'll have callers from here and callers from there like we did 4 years ago, and we're really looking forward to that opportunity. So pray for us. Well, God is blessing, and we are seeing these blessings, the things that God is doing, and you know, we need to know and remember that we are in a spiritual battle. And even in the midst of the battle, you know, there's going to be victories, there's going to be blessings that we see that they encourage us to stay in the fight, to stay in the battle. But so I just wanted to share a couple of those blessings here. Also, as we're talking about these blessings that our church and our radio program here have seen, and thinking about Pastor Lutz talking about the blessings that his church is experiencing, look what's happening on the national scene. I had an opportunity, my wife and I and some people from our church went down to Columbus last night. The Ohio Christian Alliance Freedom Banquet, Spring Freedom Banquet, was down in Columbus, and Senator Rick Santorum was the keynote speaker, and also speaking there were, in addition to Chris Long, president of Ohio Christian Alliance, giving an update, talking about the progress that's being made on the D-Day prayer addition to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., and I guess they're breaking ground this July, and they're hoping to have a dedication for it in November, probably, hopefully, on Veterans Day. We'll be talking about that more as time goes by, but I know a number of people have been praying for that project. Chris Long's been on the radio with us before talking about that, and the importance of the project. It was mentioned last night about how when you look at it, and Chris put it this way, and I hadn't really thought about this. He said the memorial, which, and if you've been there, you know, I'm sure you'll agree, is one of the most beautiful memorials in D.C. on the Mall. It's just very awe-inspiring, and you take it all in. For one thing, it's so large, and as you take it all in, it's just a very well laid out, well designed. But as Chris pointed out last night, it's really a memorial to man, because there's absolutely no reference to God anywhere in the World War II memorial. In fact, some of the veterans of World War II have complained that the portion from Roosevelt talking about going to the battle that ended, "So help us God," the "So help us God" was left off when they inscribed it on the marble And one of the excuses was, well, we really didn't have enough room for it. Well, when you look at it, there's tons of space. They could have put it in with plenty of room left over. They chose not to because during the time that the World War II Memorial was designed and built, there was a strong movement to drive any reference to God out of our nation's capital. And they were trying to put things, for instance, in the Washington Monument. They couldn't very well chisel out the references to God, so they actually positioned display cabinets and things to keep people from seeing the Bible references and things. And this sort of thing was happening. And, well, a long, hard-fought battle. I believe it's been about 11 years. And this reference to God will be in the Circle of Remembrance, which is a part of the World War II Memorial. And it's a little sort of wooded circle. It's on the north side, I believe it is, of the main portion. And it's designed as a place for people to reflect on what's happening, or what took place, I should say, World War II and the sacrifices. But the most important thing, it's not that President Roosevelt made this prayer when he introduced the D-Day invasion to the American people, because he went on, people thought it would be a fireside chat, but actually what it was it was his way of announcing that the invasion of Europe, to free Europe from Nazi tyranny and domination, was underway. And even though I have no pretenses that I'm going to see Franklin Delano Roosevelt in heaven, there's a lot of other things about him that suggest that that might be a surprise to find him there. I hope and pray that maybe he did trust Christ as his Savior, but I have no assurance of that. But the idea, though, that he had this prayer reflects the part that God had in our nation's life at that time. And so putting this in there is going to remind people of it's looking to God and trusting God that built this country. And it was an act of God, really, that got that through. Believe it or not, it was President Barack Obama who signed the bill authorizing this memorial to be built. So that's a whole other story too. But again, when you think about that, what a blessing, what a thing that is taking place. And then another thing that was talked about, and Senator Santorum spent the bulk of his speech talking about the pro-life victories that we're seeing of late. And we've talked about some of these things on the program. And when you look at the victory that we have, you know, this idea that Roe versus Wade, that's been in effect since, I believe, 1973, looks like it is going to be overturned. And pretty much people are pretty sure that this is going to happen. One of the reasons it was leaked, no doubt, was to try and exert political pressure to prevent it from being overturned, or some political pressure such as Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, introduced into the Senate a bill trying to federalize abortion and make abortion legal across the entire country, literally up until the moment of birth, like they've done in New York, like they've done in California. And it was defeated. It was defeated, a victory. And so then the attempts, of course, with demonstrations outside of the houses of the justices that signed on this majority opinion to overturn, that will overturn Roe. And the fact that Justice Alito and his family have had to be moved to an undisclosed safe location because of threats. But still, the fact that this came out showing that this is what the court is preparing to do. Once this ruling is made official, because right now it's just a leak of the draft. But once it's made official, then the debate will go back to the states where it should be in the first place. But of course, the leaking of it is partly an attempt to intimidate, raise up people who would intimidate and threaten these justices, which of course is a crime in and of itself. But it's an attempt probably to get one or more of them to back off from signing the majority opinion so that instead of passing, it will fail. But I'm trusting that God will see it through. And once Roe v. Wade is in the history books as defeated, as it should be, this nonsense that we're hearing from the left that, oh, we can't defeat something, it's set precedence. You know, those are the same arguments that perpetuated slavery in this country. That's the same arguments that they used against legislation that would have freed and recognized slaves as being Americans and human beings. They said, oh, no, Dred Scott, these things, these are, you know, it's precedents. You know, we can't go against the court. Oh, yes, we can. And so this will turn it back to the states. Ohio's heartbeat bill, the opposition to it will fall and it'll go back into place. And babies are going to start being saved in the womb. What a blessing. That's an exciting thing to think about. And I guess what I was wanting to think about here today as we're going through this, I had some other things I was going to talk about today too. But, you know, just thinking about these good things that are happening. We are so bogged down, and I appreciate Pastor Lutz in the last half hour talking about some of the things that are happening with the shortage of infant milk or infant formula to provide for the nutrition for these young children. I mean, we're sending it in relief aid to Ukraine. We're providing it to illegal immigrants on our border, but our own people are suffering the shortage, trying to find infant formula. And it's not just that. There's other foods coming into shortage. And I heard where German government is telling people in Germany, they're saying, you ought to maintain a 10-day supply of food and water at all times because they're afraid of shortages. And when you think of the high cost of fuel and the cost that is to farmers to plant their fields here this spring and the shortage of fertilizers and things and the potential for looming food shortages here in this country. We look at all the stuff that the administration is doing that is making the situation worse, you know, canceling leases on for oil drilling and development of our own oil and gas resources in this country. And then when we're about to see some potential grain shortages, say, no, we're going to put more grain into ethanol to put into fuel tanks rather than to feed people. And you have to wonder what's happening. And it's easy to get overwhelmed. So I guess that's partly why I wanted to spend some time talking about some of the things that are happening that we ought to take a moment and sit and just kind of sit back and think, you know, God is doing some good things around the world today. There's a lot of things that are happening that are bad, a lot of things that are happening that are causing men's heart to fail with fear, as the Bible says. But yet we're seeing some good things happening. Pastor Lutz talking about the blessing that his church is receiving with the ability to expand their facilities and all, and how God is blessed there. Us looking at how God moved us so quickly out of the hotel into our own facility, and how he continues to bless, and how he's blessing with the radio program and things. And those are just on our local sphere. And then nationally with the potential demise of Roe versus Wade, and before that the Texas heartbeat bill that survived four court challenges, including the Supreme Court, and is now saving thousands of babies, unborn babies in Texas. And we look forward to seeing that happen on a national scale. You know, God is working. don't be overwhelmed. Continue to trust God. We are in a battle. And if read Ephesians chapter 6 about that battle. I don't have time to get into that right now. But having done all, we need to stand and remember what God is doing. Trust God. If you haven't put your faith in Him as your Savior, do so today and get involved in your church. Thanks for listening. God bless. Join us next week.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286, or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.